Are you feeling stuck, like you're on a never-ending treadmill of life? Do you crave a life that's richer, deeper, and more fulfilling? A life where you're not just going through the motions, but truly thriving? If you answered yes, then get ready, because I'm about to share something that could change everything. There's a secret weapon out there, a hidden gem that can unlock your true potential and set you on a path toward a life of abundance and joy. It's not a magic pill or a get-rich-quick scheme, but a simple yet powerful tool that can transform your mindset and revolutionize your approach to life. This secret weapon is called Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that has withstood the test of time and continues to inspire and empower people from all walks of life. It's not some outdated philosophy that's irrelevant to our modern world, but a practical and pragmatic approach to life that can help you navigate the challenges and uncertainties of the 21st century. Stoicism teaches us that true happiness and fulfillment come not from external circumstances, but from our inner state of mind. It's not about what happens to us, but how we respond to it. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Stoicism also emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with nature, of aligning our actions with our values and principles. It's about finding our purpose in life and pursuing it with passion and perseverance. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca said, "If one does not know to which port one is sailing, no wind is favorable." But Stoicism isn't just about lofty ideals and abstract concepts. It's a practical philosophy that offers concrete tools and techniques for living a better life. It teaches us how to manage our emotions, overcome adversity, and cultivate virtues such as wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. So if you're ready to break free from the monotony of everyday life and embrace a life of abundance and joy, then I invite you to explore the wisdom of Stoicism. It might just be the secret weapon you've been searching for. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Lesson 1. Control and Choice. The Stoic Art of Mastering Your Own Mind. Hey there, fellow traveler on this crazy journey we call life. Ever feel like you're getting pulled in a million directions, overwhelmed by stuff you can't control? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's this ancient philosophy called Stoicism that's got some seriously killer insights on how to deal with all that. And the best part? It's not some stuffy academic theory. It's practical wisdom you can use every single day. So, what's the deal with control and choice? The Stoics, these super chill philosophers from way back in ancient Greece and Rome, were all about figuring out what's actually in our power to change and what's not. Epictetus, one of the big names in Stoicism, put it like this: "The chief task in life is simply this, to identify and separate matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals not under my control, and which have to do with the choices I actually control." In other words, it's like drawing a line in the sand. On one side, you've got the stuff you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. That's your domain. Own it. On the other side, there's the Wild West of external events: the weather, traffic, other people's opinions, the stock market, you name it. That stuff, totally out of your hands. Trying to control it is like trying to lasso a tornado, a whole lot of wasted energy. Now I know what you're thinking. But wait, doesn't all that stuff affect me? Sure it does. But here's the kicker. You get to choose how it affects you. You can't stop the rain, but you can choose to grab an umbrella and dance in it. You can't control whether your flight gets delayed, but you can choose to use that extra time to read a book or catch up on emails. This is where choice comes in. That awesome power we have to decide how we're going to respond to whatever life throws at us. It's like having a superpower. Seriously. You can't always control what happens to you, but you can always control how you react to it. And that, my friend, is where true freedom lies. Think about it this way. You're the captain of your own ship, navigating the stormy seas of life. You can't control the wind or the waves, but you can adjust your sails, steer your course, and ultimately decide where you want to go. And that's pretty damn empowering, if you ask me. So, how do you put this into practice in your everyday life? Well, start by paying attention to your thoughts and reactions. When something happens that rubs you the wrong way, take a step back and ask yourself, is this something I can control? If the answer is no, then let it go. Focus your energy on the things you can change, your attitude, your actions, your choices. Remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes practice to master the art of control and choice, but trust me, it's worth it. The more you focus on what's truly within your power, the less you'll be bothered by the things that aren't. And that, my friend, is the path to a more peaceful, fulfilling life. All right, folks, buckle up, because we're about to take a deep dive into Lesson 2, Education is Freedom. We're not just talking textbooks and tests here. We're talking about breaking free from mental chains and becoming the masters of our own destinies. So, what's the big deal about education being freedom? Think of it like this. Your mind is like a vast, unexplored territory. It's full of potential, but it's also riddled with traps and dead ends. Education is your trusty map and compass, guiding you through the wilderness and helping you discover hidden treasures. Freedom from ignorance. Ever heard the saying, ignorance is bliss? Well, that's a load of bull. Ignorance is a prison, trapping you in a narrow world view and limiting your choices. Education is the key that unlocks that prison, allowing you to see the world in all its complexity and beauty. Like Socrates said, the unexamined life is not worth living. Freedom from manipulation. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with information, much of it designed to manipulate our thoughts and feelings. From clickbait headlines to political propaganda, it's hard to know what to believe. Education gives you the tools to critically evaluate information, spot biases, and make informed decisions. As Immanuel Kant put it, enlightenment is man's emergence from his self-imposed immaturity. Freedom to choose your own path. Without education, you're like a ship without a rudder, drifting aimlessly through life. But with knowledge and skills, you can chart your own course and navigate towards your goals. Whether it's starting a business, pursuing a creative passion, or simply living a more fulfilling life, education gives you the power to make it happen. But wait, there's more. Education isn't just about filling your head with facts and figures. It's about developing your whole self, your intellect, your creativity, your empathy, your critical thinking skills. It's about becoming a well-rounded individual who can contribute to society in meaningful ways. As Aristotle said, the ultimate value of life depends upon awareness and the power of contemplation rather than upon mere survival. Real-world examples, because who doesn't love a good story? The college dropout who changed the world. Steve Jobs dropped out of college, but he didn't stop learning. He devoured books, attended lectures, and sought out mentors. This self-directed education fueled his creativity and led him to co-found Apple, one of the most innovative companies in history. The single mom who became a doctor. My friend Maria was a single mom working two jobs to make ends meet, but she never gave up on her dream of becoming a doctor. She took night classes, studied tirelessly, and eventually earned her medical degree. Today, she's a successful physician who inspires countless others. The refugee who became a CEO. Hamdi Ulukaya fled his native Turkey as a young man and arrived in the United States with little more than a suitcase and a dream. He worked odd jobs, learned English, and eventually started his own yogurt company, Chobani. Today, he's a billionaire CEO who champions social justice and gives back to his community. These are just a few examples of how education can transform lives and create opportunities. But it's not just about individual success. Education is also essential for building strong communities, promoting social progress, and solving global challenges. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and learn something new. Read a book, take a class, watch a documentary, have a conversation with someone who challenges your views. Embrace the power of education to break down barriers, expand your horizons, and unleash your full potential. Remember, as Nelson Mandela said, education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Lesson 3. The Stoic Art of Prioritization. Be ruthless to the things that don't matter. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, chasing your tail but never really getting anywhere? Like your life is a never-ending to-do list, filled with obligations, distractions, and just plain old stuff. If you're nodding along, then you're not alone. Seneca, a wise Stoic philosopher from ancient Rome, totally gets it. He said, "How many have laid waste to your life when you weren't aware of what you were losing? How much was wasted in pointless grief, foolish joy, greedy desire, and social amusements? How little of your own was left to you? You will realize you are dying before your time." Whoa, heavy stuff, right? But Seneca's not trying to be a downer. He's just keeping it real. He's saying that if we're not careful, our lives can easily get consumed by things that don't really matter. And before we know it, we've wasted precious time and energy on things that don't bring us true fulfillment or happiness. Think about it. How much time do you spend scrolling through social media, binge-watching Netflix, or stressing over things you can't control? How often do you say yes to things you don't really want to do, just to please others or because you feel obligated? All of these little things might seem harmless on their own, but they add up. They steal away our time, our energy, and our focus from the things that truly matter. So, what's the solution? Be ruthless. That's right. Channel your inner Marie Kondo and declutter your life. Not just your physical space, but your mental and emotional space too. Start by identifying the things that are truly important to you, your values, your passions, your goals. Then, take a hard look at everything else in your life and ask yourself, does this serve my purpose? Does this bring me closer to the person I want to be? If the answer is no, then it's time to say goodbye. This doesn't mean you have to become a minimalist or live like a monk. It just means being more intentional about how you spend your time and energy. It means saying no to the things that don't matter so you can say yes to the things that do. It means cutting out the distractions, the obligations, the negative emotions that drain you and hold you back. Remember, this is your one and only life. Don't let it be wasted on pointless pursuits or meaningless distractions. Be ruthless to the things that don't matter and make room for the things that do. Your future self will thank you for it. Lesson 4. The Big Three. Your Stoic Cheat Sheet for a Better Life. All right, let's dive into the heart of Stoicism, the juicy bits that you can actually sink your teeth into. We're talking about the Big Three, the core disciplines that the Stoics lived and breathed. These aren't just some dusty old philosophical concepts, my friend. They're a practical toolkit for navigating the chaos of life with grace, wisdom, and a whole lot of inner peace. So, what are these big three, you ask? Let's break it down. 1. Perception. This is all about how you see the world. It's not just about what happens to you, but how you interpret and make sense of it. The Stoics believed that our perceptions shape our reality. So, if we want to change our lives, we need to start by changing how we see things. Think of it like putting on a new pair of glasses. Suddenly, the world looks a little brighter, a little clearer. 2. Action. This is where the rubber meets the road. It's about taking those perceptions and turning them into intentional, purposeful actions. The Stoics weren't just armchair philosophers, they were doers. They believed that our actions should be guided by reason, virtue, and a sense of duty to ourselves and others. It's not just about doing something, it's about doing the right thing. 3. Will. This is the big kahuna, the ultimate test of your Stoic mettle. It's about accepting the things you can't control, the curveballs life throws your way, the inevitable setbacks and disappointments. The Stoics understood that we can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we respond. It's about cultivating a sense of inner strength, resilience, and acceptance, even in the face of adversity. Now, you might be wondering, how do I actually put this stuff into practice? Well, here's a little cheat sheet you can carry with you. Control your perceptions. Instead of getting caught up in negativity or letting your emotions run wild, take a step back and examine your thoughts. Are they rational? Are they helpful? Are they based on reality, or are you just telling yourself stories? Direct your actions properly. Before you act, ask yourself, is this the right thing to do? Is this in line with my values and principles? Is this going to help me or others? Then, act with intention and purpose. Willingly accept what's outside your control. When things don't go your way, don't waste your energy on anger, frustration, or self-pity. Instead, accept what is and focus on what you can control, your response, your attitude, your next move. Think of the big three as your Stoic compass, guiding you through the ups and downs of life. It's not about being perfect, it's about making progress. It's about becoming a better, wiser, and more resilient human being. And that, my friend, is a journey worth taking. So, let's get after it. Lesson 5. Clarify your intentions, the Stoic's compass for a purposeful life. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, like a ship adrift at sea with no clear destination? You're busy, sure, but busy doing what exactly? If this sounds familiar, then you're in good company. Seneca, the wise Stoic philosopher, totally gets it. He said, "Let all your efforts be directed to something. Let it keep that end in view." It's not activity that disturbs people, but false conceptions of things that drive them mad. Let's unpack this a little. Seneca isn't saying that being active is bad. In fact, the Stoics were all about taking action, but they also understood the importance of having a clear intention behind those actions. It's like the difference between randomly throwing darts and aiming for the bullseye. Without a clear target, you're just wasting your energy and potentially causing a whole lot of unnecessary chaos. Think about it this way. Every action you take, every decision you make, is a vote for the kind of person you want to become. If you're constantly reacting to external events or mindlessly following the crowd, you're not really in control of your own life. You're like a puppet on a string, being jerked around by other people's agendas. But when you clarify your intentions, You take back the reins. You become the master of your own destiny. You start to act with purpose, with direction, with a clear understanding of what you're trying to achieve. And that, my friend, is a total game changer. Now, I know what you're thinking. But how do I figure out my intentions? What if I don't know what I want? That's a totally valid question. And the answer, according to the Stoics, is simple. Start by examining your values and principles. What do you believe in? What's important to you? What kind of impact do you want to have on the world? Once you've got a handle on your values, you can start to align your actions with them. This doesn't mean you have to have everything figured out or that your intentions will never change. Life is messy and things rarely go according to plan. But having a general sense of direction will help you stay focused and make decisions that are in line with your true purpose. Think of your intentions as your North Star, guiding you through the darkness and helping you navigate the challenges of life. When you're feeling lost or uncertain, check in with your intentions. Are your actions taking you closer to your goals, or are they leading you astray? This is where the Stoic concept of oiesis comes in, those false conceptions that Seneca warned about. When our actions are misaligned with our values, we create inner turmoil and conflict. We feel stressed, anxious, and dissatisfied because we're not living in accordance with our true selves. So, take some time to reflect on your intentions. Write them down, meditate on them, talk about them with a trusted friend or mentor. The more you clarify your intentions, the more purposeful and fulfilling your life will become. And that, my friend, is the Stoic path to a life well lived. Lesson 6. Know thyself. The Stoic path to finding your place in the universe. Ever had one of those awkward moments when someone asks you a seemingly simple question like, "Who are you?" or "What do you do?" and you stumble over your words, unsure of how to answer? Yeah, me too. It's like, who am I really? What do I stand for? What's my purpose in this crazy thing called life? Well, the Stoics, those deep thinkers from ancient times, were all over this self-discovery thing. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor of Rome, dropped some serious wisdom on this topic. He said, "A person who doesn't know what the universe is, doesn't know where they are. A person who doesn't know their purpose in life, doesn't know who they are, or what the universe is. A person who doesn't know any one of these things doesn't know why they are here." Whoa, mind blown, right? Marcus is basically saying that understanding our place in the universe, our purpose in life, and who we are as individuals are all interconnected. It's like a cosmic puzzle, and if you're missing one piece, the whole picture is incomplete. Think about it. If you don't know where you belong in the grand scheme of things, how can you possibly know where you're going? If you don't know what you're meant to do with your life, how can you truly know who you are? And if you don't know who you are, how can you make decisions that are in alignment with your values and goals? This might sound like some deep existential stuff, but it's actually pretty practical. When you take the time to figure out your purpose, your values, and your place in the world, you gain a sense of clarity and direction. You stop chasing after meaningless distractions and start focusing on what truly matters. So, how do you start this journey of self-discovery? Well, it's not about finding the perfect answer or achieving some kind of enlightenment. It's about asking yourself the tough questions and being honest with yourself about the answers. It's about reflecting on your experiences, your passions, and your values, and then using that knowledge to guide your actions and choices. Here are a few questions to get you started. What am I passionate about? What gets me excited and motivated? What are my strengths and weaknesses? What unique talents and abilities do I bring to the table? What kind of impact do I want to have on the world? How can I use my skills and passions to make a difference? What are my core values? What principles do I want to live by? Don't be afraid to experiment and try new things. Explore different paths. Talk to people you admire. Read books that challenge your thinking. The more you learn about yourself and the world around you, the closer you'll come to finding your place in the universe. Remember, this is a lifelong journey. There's no finish line, no single answer that will unlock all the secrets of the universe. But the pursuit itself is what makes life meaningful. So, embrace the journey, my friend, and let the Stoics be your guide. Lesson 7. Seven clear functions of the mind. Your Stoic roadmap to mental clarity. Ever feel like your mind is a jumbled mess of thoughts, emotions, and distractions? Like you're constantly getting pulled in different directions, unsure of what to focus on or how to make sense of it all? Well, my friend, you're not alone. Epictetus, the wise Stoic philosopher, totally gets it. He said, "The proper work of the mind is the exercise of choice, refusal, yearning, repulsion, preparation, purpose, and assent." What then can pollute and clog the mind's proper functioning? Nothing but its own corrupt decisions. Whoa, that's a lot to unpack. But don't worry, we'll break it down together. Epictetus is basically giving us a roadmap to mental clarity, a set of seven key functions that our minds are designed to perform. Think of it like a Swiss Army knife for your brain. Each tool has a specific purpose, and when used correctly, they can help you navigate any situation with skill and confidence. 1. Choice. This is the foundation of Stoic philosophy, the power we have to choose our thoughts, our actions, and our responses to external events. It's about taking responsibility for our own lives and not letting ourselves be victims of circumstance. 2. Refusal. This is the flip side of choice, the power to say no to temptations, distractions, and negative influences. It's about setting boundaries and protecting our mental space from the things that don't serve us. 3. Yearning. This is the desire to be better, to grow, to learn, and to evolve. It's the spark that ignites our passion and drives us to reach our full potential. 4. Repulsion. This is the opposite of yearning, the aversion to negativity, bad influences, and falsehoods. It's about protecting ourselves from the things that can poison our minds and lead us astray. 5. Preparation. This is about getting ready for what lies ahead, both the good and the bad. It's about anticipating challenges, planning for the future, and making sure we're equipped to handle whatever life throws our way. 6. Purpose. This is our guiding principle, our North Star. It's the reason we get out of bed in the morning, the driving force behind our actions and decisions. When we have a clear purpose, we have a sense of meaning and direction in our lives. 7. Assent. This is about giving our full agreement and approval to the things we've chosen, the things we've prepared for, and the things we believe in. It's about being fully present and engaged in our lives, not doubting or second-guessing ourselves. Now, here's the thing. These seven functions are not just theoretical concepts. They're practical tools that you can use every single day to cultivate mental clarity, focus, and resilience. Think of them as your mental workout routine. The more you exercise these functions, the stronger your mind will become. So, how do you put this into practice? Well, start by paying attention to your thoughts and actions. Notice when you're making choices based on fear, doubt, or external pressure. Challenge those thoughts and ask yourself, is this really what I want? Is this in line with my values and goals? Practice saying no to things that don't serve you. Make time for activities that nourish your mind and soul. Set clear goals and intentions for your life. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks and challenges along the way, but with practice and perseverance, you can master the 7 functions of the mind and achieve true mental clarity. Lesson 8. Breaking Free. The Stoic Perspective on Addiction and Clarity. We all have our little vices, right? That extra cup of coffee in the morning, the mindless scrolling through social media, the occasional indulgence in junk food. They seem harmless enough, just little ways to unwind or treat ourselves. But Seneca, the OG Stoic philosopher, warns us that these seemingly innocent indulgences can easily morph into full-blown addictions, chipping away at our freedom and clouding our judgment. In his letter, Moral Letters, Seneca writes, "We must give up many things to which we are addicted, considering them to be good. Otherwise, courage will vanish, which should continually test itself. Greatness of soul will be lost, which can't stand out unless it disdains as petty what the mob regards as most desirable." Now, Seneca's not saying we need to live like monks, abstaining from all earthly pleasures, but he's urging us to examine our habits and compulsions with a critical eye. Are we truly in control, or are we slaves to our desires? Are we using these indulgences as tools for self-improvement, or are they holding us back from reaching our full potential? Think about it. That morning, coffee might start as a harmless pick-me-up, but soon enough, you find yourself unable to function without it. The occasional glass of wine with dinner might turn into a nightly ritual, numbing your emotions and dulling your senses. And that innocent scroll through Instagram? Well, that can quickly spiral into hours of wasted time and a constant need for external validation. These addictions, big or small, can cloud our judgment and make it difficult to see things clearly. We become so focused on satisfying our cravings that we lose sight of what truly matters. We sacrifice our long-term goals for short-term gratification, and we end up feeling empty and unfulfilled. But here's the good news. We have the power to break free from these chains. We can reclaim our freedom, our clarity, and our self-control. It starts with awareness, recognizing our addictions and the negative impact they have on our lives. It takes courage to admit that we're not as in control as we think we are, and it takes discipline to make a change. This doesn't mean going cold turkey or depriving ourselves of all pleasure. It means finding healthier ways to cope with stress, boredom, or loneliness. It means replacing bad habits with good ones, cultivating self-discipline, and focusing on activities that nourish our minds and souls. Remember, as one wise person once said, addiction is when we've lost the freedom to abstain. So let's reclaim that freedom. Let's break free from the chains of addiction and rediscover the clarity, the courage, and the greatness of soul that lie within each and every one of us. Lesson 9. What we control and what we don't. The Stoic's Guide to Inner Freedom. Ever feel like life's a roller coaster you didn't sign up for? 1 minute you're cruising along, and the next you're thrown for a loop by some unexpected twist or turn. It's enough to make you want to scream, "I can't control anything in this crazy world." But hold on a minute, my friend. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, have a different perspective on this whole control thing. Epictetus, one of the major players in Stoic philosophy, laid it out pretty clearly in his Enchiridion. Some things are in our control, while others are not. We control our opinion, choice, desire, aversion, and in a word, everything of our own doing. We don't control our body, property, reputation, position, and in a word, everything not of our own doing. In other words, there's a clear dividing line between what's within our power and what's not. On one side of the line, you've got your thoughts, your beliefs, your desires, and your actions. That's your territory, your kingdom. Rule it wisely. On the other side, you've got the external world, the weather, the economy, other people's opinions, the latest social media drama. That stuff? It's like the Wild West. Unpredictable, uncontrollable, and often downright chaotic. Now, I know what you're thinking, but wait, doesn't all that external stuff affect me? Of course it does. We're not living in a bubble after all. But here's the Stoic twist. You get to choose how it affects you. You can't control whether it rains, but you can choose to carry an umbrella or dance in the puddles. You can't control whether your favorite team wins or loses, but you can choose to enjoy the game regardless of the outcome. This is where the Stoic concept of proheresis comes in, our reasoned choice, our ability to make decisions based on our values and principles, regardless of external circumstances. It's like having a superpower, seriously. You can't always control what happens to you, but you can always control how you respond. And that's where true freedom and power lie. Think of it like this. You're the captain of your own ship, navigating the stormy seas of life. You can't control the wind or the waves, but you can adjust your sails, steer your course, and ultimately decide where you want to go. And that's pretty damn empowering, if you ask me. So, how do you put this into practice in your daily life? Well, start by recognizing the difference between what's within your control and what's not. When something happens that you can't control, don't waste your energy on frustration or anger. Instead, focus on your response. Ask yourself, how can I make the best of this situation? What can I learn from this? How can I use this to grow and become stronger? Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice to master the art of focusing on what we can control and letting go of what we can't. But trust me, it's worth it. The more you cultivate this inner strength and resilience, the less you'll be swayed by the external world. And that, my friend, is the path to a more peaceful, joyful, and fulfilling life. Lesson 10. If you want to be steady, the Stoic's guide to finding peace in chaos. Life's a wild ride, right? It's full of ups and downs, twists and turns, and unexpected surprises that can throw us off balance. One minute you're feeling on top of the world, and the next, you're drowning in a sea of stress and anxiety. So how do you find your footing in this crazy chaos? How do you cultivate that elusive sense of inner peace and tranquility that we all crave? The Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient times, had a few tricks up their sleeves. Epictetus, one of the major players in Stoic philosophy, taught that the key to steadiness lies in our judgment. He said, "The essence of good is a certain kind of reasoned choice, just as the essence of evil is another kind." What about externals then? They are only the raw material for our reasoned choice, which finds its own good or evil in working with them. In other words, it's not about what happens to us, but how we choose to perceive and respond to it. It's about filtering the external world through the lens of our own judgment, using reason to make sense of the chaos and find order in the midst of it all. Think of it like this. You're a chef in a bustling kitchen. Ingredients are flying everywhere. Pots are boiling over. Orders are piling up. It's easy to get overwhelmed and stressed out. But a skilled chef knows how to take those raw ingredients and transform them into a delicious meal. They use their judgment and experience to select the right ingredients, combine them in the right way, and cook them to perfection. The same goes for life. The external events, the traffic jams, the difficult co-workers, the unexpected setbacks, are just raw ingredients. It's up to us to use our reasoned choice to transform them into something positive and productive. We can choose to see challenges as opportunities for growth, setbacks as lessons learned, and obstacles as stepping stones to success. But here's the catch. If our judgment is clouded by irrational thoughts or negative emotions, we'll end up creating a mess instead of a masterpiece. It's like a chef who's drunk or distracted. They're more likely to burn the food, cut themselves, or just create a chaotic disaster. So how do you cultivate this straightener of our judgment that Epictetus talks about? It starts with self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions. Notice when you're making hasty judgments or getting carried away by your feelings. Then, take a step back and ask yourself, is this really true? Is this the most helpful way to think about this situation? Practice mindfulness and meditation. These tools can help you cultivate a sense of inner calm and clarity, even in the midst of chaos. They can help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions, so you can choose how to respond instead of reacting impulsively. Remember, this is a lifelong practice. It takes time and effort to develop the kind of judgment that leads to steadiness and tranquility. But the rewards are immeasurable. When you can filter the world through the lens of reason and virtue, you'll find that you're less reactive, less stressed, and more at peace with yourself and the world around you. And that, my friend, is the Stoic path to a more fulfilling and joyful life. Lesson 11. If you want to be unsteady, the Stoic's guide to embracing the chaos. All right, let's talk about peace of mind, that elusive state of calm and tranquility that we all crave. We often picture it as a monk meditating in a secluded temple or a yogi finding Zen on a mountaintop. But the Stoics, those practical philosophers from ancient times, had a different take on it. They believed that true tranquility comes not from escaping the chaos of life, but from mastering our own minds within it. Epictetus, the no-nonsense Stoic teacher, put it this way: "For if a person shifts their caution to their own reasoned choices and the acts of those choices, they will at the same time gain the will to avoid. But if they shift their caution away from their own reasoned choices, to things not under their control, seeking to avoid what is controlled by others, they will then be agitated, fearful, and unstable." Whoa, that's a mouthful. But let's break it down. Epictetus is saying that if you want to be a hot mess of emotions, go ahead and focus on all the stuff you can't control. Other people's actions, external events, the latest political drama. You'll be like a leaf in the wind, constantly blown around by the whims of fate. But if you want to find true peace of mind, focus on what you can control: your thoughts, your judgments, your reactions to the world around you. This doesn't mean you have to become a cold, emotionless robot. It just means being more mindful of your inner state and choosing to respond to events in a way that's consistent with your values and principles. Think of it like this: you're a surfer riding the waves of life. Some waves are gnarly, some are mellow, but they're all part of the ocean. You can't control the waves, but you can control how you ride them. You can choose to panic and wipe out, or you can stay calm, focused, and ride that wave like a pro. The Stoics understood that life is full of challenges and setbacks, They didn't try to avoid them. They embraced them as opportunities for growth and learning. They knew that true strength and resilience come from facing adversity head on, not from running away from it. So, how do you put this into practice in your daily life? Well, start by paying attention to your thoughts and reactions. Notice when you're getting worked up over things you can't control. Ask yourself, is this really worth my energy? Can I change this situation, or do I need to change my perspective on it? Practice mindfulness and meditation. These tools can help you cultivate a sense of inner calm and detachment from external events. They can help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions, so you can choose how to respond instead of reacting impulsively. Remember, this is not about becoming a hermit or isolating yourself from the world. It's about finding peace within the chaos, mastering your own mind so you can navigate life's challenges with grace and equanimity. It's about being the eye of the storm, the calm center in the midst of the whirlwind. And that, my friend, is the Stoic path to a more fulfilling and joyful life. In conclusion, remember, as Epictetus wisely said, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. True happiness and fulfillment aren't found in external circumstances, but within ourselves. By embracing Stoicism, you're not just learning a philosophy, you're discovering a roadmap to a life of resilience, purpose, and joy. Stoicism gives us practical tools to manage our emotions, navigate challenges, and cultivate virtues that lead to a fulfilling life. It's about living in harmony with nature, aligning our actions with our values, and finding our purpose. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of Stoicism. If you found this valuable, hit that like button, share your thoughts in the comments, and subscribe for more content on how to live a better life. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep thriving.